This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Greetings, this is Harry. I represent the Reformed Church of Hastings, being one of the Reformed Churches of New Zealand. Our place of worship is 1234 Howard Street, Park Vale. You know, you're most welcome to join us in worship every Sunday at 10 a.m. and also at 4:30 p.m. Do join us. The Lord God Almighty declares to us, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them, as a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them. So will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. Greetings again in the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Well, I noticed recently in shops, in supermarkets, and I heard on the radio advertising imploring us to get in early and get your Christmas shopping done. Well, there are Christmas trees, Christmas decorations festooned down aisles in the shops. Very soon, the insanity of the Christmas season will get into full swing, as we are encouraged to spend our hard-earned money on knick-knacks, food, and alcoholic beverage. Well, the subject I'd like to discuss with you today is the fast pace of life. It's a fast pace already, but more so as we rush headlong into this season, this Christmas season, as if life is not fast enough as it is. So, in our world today, life can and does get extremely busy. It's very difficult, if not impossible, not to be drawn into this busyness. We cannot take ourselves out of this world. We're part of it. And life does move along in an extremely fast pace. Just look at our technology. Look at the speed with which we can tap into for information, or pass it on via computers and satellites. There's a lot of talk about artificial intelligence, about AI, which is supposed to make life easier. Look at our cell phones. We can call someone instantly. We can order instantly. We get action instantly. And we have no time to actually go into the supermarkets, and we have our groceries delivered. All this adds to the speed of life, and this I want it now generation. The speed at which we travel by car, by plane, is very much more faster, say, compared to 50 years ago. To live in this fast world, we are called on to think fast. We need to take in information and process it, make decisions and take actions quickly. This also affects our expectations, not only of others, but also of ourselves. You have to keep up, and you expect others to do so as well. All this rushing can bring a lot of stress and anxiety to our lives. Sometimes our brains, our thinking, can't keep up with the pace of life around us. We find it difficult to adjust to this pace. And in trying to adjust, we bring additional stress and problems into our lives and into our families, especially if we just can't keep up with the pace. Then we may try to shut the world out around us, perhaps by turning to alcohol or drugs of various kinds, which may slow our brains down or perhaps pep us up depending on what we need at the time in order to cope. Of course, turning to alcohol or drugs will affect our mental processes, even more so, and making life increasingly difficult to cope with. The end result is that we become very dependent on others to help us live our lives. Whether that is by the state, via institutions, or professional counselors or medical practitioners to prescribe and monitor medication to stabilize our brain functions, family members may also be involved in trying to help us, even the courts of the land. There are other people who, when their lives cannot keep up with the pace around them, go into a form of panic and start to lose their grip on life. They are losing control. Rather than make lifestyle adjustments or changes, they push themselves even harder in order to keep up. The end result often being that this mental push takes a toll on people's lives physically in different ways, perhaps with heart problems, unable to sleep, or just physically run down. Many people are aware of stress in their lives around them. They are conscious about monitoring how far it will affect them. So people are careful to eat well, to exercise, to get enough sleep and have regular time out of some kind. But it takes a lot of self-discipline to put this into place, and you almost have to fight against this worldly pressure of busyness and fastness that's all around us. And then just when you have the stress levels in your life all sorted out and under control, something happens to throw you off balance. For example, a death in the family, or a serious illness, a loss of job, a marriage breakup, and so on. But you do manage to carry on and survive. The question is how and with what quality of life for yourself and for your family. There are an ever-increasing number of people who are diagnosed with all forms of mental illness, ranging from those who need to be protected from themselves and others in institutions, to those who are diagnosed with schizophrenia or bipolar, to those who need medication for depression and anxiety. Now, the statistics, when you hear them, are frightening, and they are tragic. Often these conditions are as a result of drug use, like marijuana or meth. Sadly, there are also many people who cannot cope with the stress around them. They see no way out, no hope, and sadly take their own lives. But you know, there is hope, the only hope that there is through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So in the storms of life, what do you cling to? What life-saving device do you hold on to? We, that is our society, we need to get back to God's Word, the Bible. Now, if we could perhaps stand at a distance looking at the world, what would we see? Well, we would see a lot of movement by people and vehicles of many kinds, trains, planes, trucks, cars, ships, and so on. We would see tall buildings in the cities, from which we see a spread in all directions of roads leading to other cities, which in between are filled with suburbs. That is, a large clusters of homes and gardens situated not too far from a shopping center. Then further out we see farms, the countryside, lakes and mountains. It is a progressive movement from intense busyness and fast pace to peace and serenity. Here is a thought to ponder. Which of these was created by man, and which was created by God? Which would be better for us? So, how do you cope? How effective are you coping strategies in keeping stress, frustration, anxiety, and worry out of your life? Well, to answer this, we need to take a good look at your own life and be honest with yourself. Don't compare your life or gauge your stress levels to others and think that you're okay because you're not actually walking in their shoes. You don't know everything about their lives. You know, we as a people, we are all unique. But, you know, there is a direction we can take which can help us a great deal to reduce the stress in our lives. And that is acknowledging the Lord God Almighty and His Word, the Bible. God knows us better than we know ourselves. He's our Creator. He created us. In Philippians 4, we read here, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to the Lord God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ our Lord."
Lord, you've been good to me all my life. All my life, your loving kindness never fails. I will remember all you have done. Bring from my heart thanksgiving songs.
Lord, you've been good to me all my life, all my life. Your loving kindness never fails. I will remember all you have done. Bring from my heart thanksgiving songs.
You every morning. Compassion from above, grace and forgiveness full and free. Lord, you've been
each breath I take be for you, Lord, only you, giving you back the life I own.
Love so amazing, mercy so free. Lord, you've been good, so good to me. You every morning.
filled with compassion from above. Grace and forgiveness full and free. Lord, you've been good to me.
The Lord God Almighty, He created this world. He created us. He knows our innermost thoughts, our problems, and our anxieties. And we can talk to Him about these anxieties in prayer. Let's read this verse again from Philippians 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So the verse begins with, rejoice, be glad, be joyful, be thankful. Count your blessings, if you like. Think about how the Lord has worked in your life, even in giving you life, giving you breath. Therefore, rejoice in life. Rejoice in the creation you see around you. Do you see it? Or does it pass you by because you are too busy, too fast to even notice the beauty of creation that's all around us? Remember, the Lord is near, nearer to you than breathing. The Lord God is spirit, and He is everywhere present. He is omnipresent, if you like. This is perhaps a frightening thought for some, but let this thought turn into a comfort, a strength for you. There is nothing to fear. The verse continues, to pray. In other words, talk to God in quiet meditation. You do not have to wait until you set foot in a church to pray. God is everywhere. You can talk to the Lord God sitting in your lounge chair right now, where you are. You can talk to the Lord God while you're in prison, or when you are walking in town, or standing in a queue, or looking after children. It can be anywhere, anytime. There's no restrictions. But it does mean you have to stop in your mind from the busyness and the fastness and change your focus. This will take an act of will to do so. It will take courage to try. You have already had a busy, here's an example. You've already had a busy and stressful day. You're standing in the queue at the checkout in the supermarket. The time is 3:05. You are late. You need to be at school to pick up the children. There will be no parking close to the gate at the school now. The person in front of you at the checkout can't seem to get their PIN number right. And it's their third go. How are you going to manage this? Well, pray. Not aloud, just in your mind. Some of the stress leaves you. A kind of peace and acceptance comes, a sense of submission to the situation around you. In your mind, you are handing over the situation to an all-powerful God. You can apply the same principles, the prayer, to any given stressful situation. You know, then as we continue with our verses that we've been reading in Philippians chapter 4, the Lord tells us to be alert to what we let our minds dwell on, not on the negative, the frustrating, the tiring, the infuriating, but, as we read, on whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. In Psalm 77, the psalmist is very depressed here. Nothing brings him comfort or joy. He can't sleep. He dwells a lot on the past. He feels rejected, unloved, and forgotten. We read, he writes, "You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago." Then by an act of will comes a change of attitude and a change of focus. No longer looking inward to himself, his eyes looked up. He looked up to the Lord, and he remembers the deeds of the Lord, the miracles of long ago. He meditates on God's word, for in it contains the works and ways of the Lord for the benefit of all mankind. The psalmist, the writer says, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all your works and consider all your mighty deeds. The psalmist is uplifted, strengthened, and humbled. In the New Testament, Matthew chapter 6, the Lord Jesus here is speaking to the people. He declares, do not worry about your life. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Your heavenly Father knows what you need. So seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. In other words, focus your life on the Lord and his word. Then put your trust and confidence in him to give you all that you need, but perhaps not all that you want. The Lord Jesus tells us, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. And don't we know that? Well, I'd like to encourage you to go and seek out and attend a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching church community in your area. Let us take a moment in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord of all, sovereign and merciful, who is like you? Who is like our God? No one can understand us better than you, O Lord. You created us. How tired and stressed many of us are. Many have no way of coping with their stress except by means which take them deeper into depression and further away from you. You love us as a father. Forgive our stubborn pride and our arrogance as we try to sort things out by ourselves instead of turning to you. Restore us, O Lord, through your Holy Spirit and by your word, so that our lives may bear witness to your faithfulness, so that by our lives we may bring glory and honor to you. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. Well, I'd like to thank you for tuning in. The Lord willing, we will be back in 2 weeks at this time. This message will be repeated next Sunday at 1 p.m. Our program can also be heard every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. here on Radio Hawke's Bay, 104.7 FM. And 14:31 a.m. If you would like to comment, our phone number is 0274-837-633. 0274-837-633. In Luke chapter 11 there, the Lord teaches us to pray. Here is a good place to start. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Then in Psalm 46, the Lord God Almighty declares to us, He is our refuge and strength, and an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. The Lord tells us to be still. And know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord God Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Comforting words. And now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and grant you his peace. And that peace can only come through the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. So let us praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive our sins, as we forgive each one of those who sins against us. And lead us not to the time of trial, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive our sins, as we forgive each one of those who sins against us. And
lead us not
to the time of trial.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.